Bismillahirrahmanirrahim. The last century, some of the more popular ulama-i-kiram, someone that was quite notable, popular for his bayans, for the kitabs on sirat that he has written amongst the Arabs and non-Arabs, was Mawla Sayyid Sulaiman Najmi Sahib, rahmatullahi alayhi. Was Salman Saab's father. He was quite popular. People liked his books. His oratory style, they all liked that. People of Lucknow, they're quite well versed, quite well acquainted. Presentation, oration, they're quite good at all that. Tanvir Rahmatullah Ali was scheduled to go to Lucknow for some treatment for his family. Perhaps she had some problem, or he had cataracts, etc. Retina problem, cataract problem. So he was scheduled to go to Lucknow for the treatment. En route, one of Hazrat Mullah's murid, as he's going to Lucknow to meet his sheikh. You know, Hazrat is going to be in Lucknow, so let's go and meet him. Let's go and stay with him, benefit from him. So he met up with one majzub, and this majzub is asking him, where are you off to? He's going to see my sheikh. Where is he in Lucknow? Why? No. He's going for some treatment for his family. So, no, the treatment is just a pretext. He's actually going to capture some prince. Shahzada ko shikar karne ke liye ja rahe hain. He's going to capture a prince. So anyway, he's reached up and as it is the style of our ulama, Suhanadin, they keep themselves occupied. Sometimes in ta'lim, otherwise in tarbiyat. Both branches of deen, ta'lim also is a branch of deen, and tarbiyat and tazkiyah is also a branch of deen. So they won't allow their time to go waste. Understand the value of time, and as they understand the value of time, they occupy themselves correctly. Yeah, it is a blessing of Allah Ta'ala that He has gathered us in this place here, in His house, like I explained yesterday. Isn't it our fortune, isn't it our honor that we have been hosted by Allah Ta'ala, His guests? So every moment is valuable. One idea was coming to my mind. The program starts at about 10:30 here, I think, in the morning. Huh? So that's the official program. But what we can do is, before the official program, this at about 9:45 or something, we can start off with some tilawat. See, the time is very precious, and especially Ramadan. And as you're going to be appreciating it, you will see the good of it flowing right throughout the year. But the secret is to appreciate it. And in appreciation, what we'll have to do is make some adjustments here and there, minor adjustments, and we'll see we're getting much more out of our time. So one is the scheduled time, official time for the reading of the kitab, that let it carry on like normal. You can see now that the day is very, very short. I think less than 12 hours. The iftar, the roza is less than iftar, less than 12 hours. Starting off at about 5:07, five twenty, and ending up at 5:07. So it's less than 12 hours. So the day is very short. very, very short. India got about 15 and a half hours, India and Makkah, Medina, etc. And some person from America explained some places there, they got about 19 hours. Ireland got about 20 hours. Rosa. So yours is like half. If they are 20, 21 hours, then ours rosa is like half of their rosa. Our children keep half rosa. So we are like children compared to them. Half rosa we're keeping. So a little adjustment to the time, and we see how much more we can gain. The idea, this is the idea in i'tikaf, how you can focus on our objectives, our goals. Let us focus, and this focus comes up with a little bit of adjustment. One is when the kitab is being read. One is before Isha. See, before Isha is also a crucial time, because from tomorrow, now the Isha namaz will be 7:45, right? And iftar time is 5:07. So count from 5:07 to 7:45. It's almost 2 3/4 hours. So khayenge bhi to kitna khayenge? Eat or how much you going to eat? Sometime you say, enough now. So give yourself, spoil yourself a little bit. Give yourself, it's about 1.5 hour. Eat, drink, rest, wuzu, all that, give yourself. So from 5:07, count 1.5 hours. That will give you 6:37, yeah. So you ate, drank, rested, toilet, pishab pani, whatever you wanted to do, you did all that. So at 6:37 now, you again, you with your work. Some Quran Sharif, whatever is your program, but you're in the surf, you're doing work. And it's easier to do work whilst you're in the surf. Because in the room now, then Shaitan will say, you know, that friend you have to meet, someone you have to call, and what is the message on your phone, you know, you must know what's going on. So Shaitan will teach you some new sabaks. So leave all the new sabaks, just get the old sabaks right. Before you're getting the new sabaks from Shaitan, just get your old sabaks right. Old sabaks right. Old sabaks is like gold. Right? And new sabaks will confuse you. So leave all that. And the easy way to get that right is just come to the surf. And when you're in the surf, you've got your desk with your Quran Sharif or some kitab you're making mutala of. Just occupy yourself with that. So you'll find from 6:30 to 7:45, right, you've got cool 1 hour 15 minutes. In 1 hour 15 minutes, you can make easy 3 sifara khatam. Non-hafiz can do it. Hafiz can do even more, but a non-hafiz can easier round it up, right? So this was one time that I was just thinking how you can get it done, you know. And the other time is before Isha, and the third is when you're having the 11 o'clock program, right? The program starts up at about 10:45, right? So that's the official time, but we can sit from say about 10:30 or say at 10 o'clock, right? From 10 o'clock you're sitting down. So from 10 o'clock to 10:45, you've got another nice 3/4 hours. Tarawih, what time you finished last night? 9:10. From 9:10 till 10 o'clock, you've got so much of time. 1 hour you've got. Whatever, you have some snacks, or rest up, or just clean up, or make just a refresh in your wuzu. You've got 1 hour to do all that. After that, some work. Because if you're not going to occupy yourself, then Shaitan will look for something for you. Some talk, look at this, lounge around in the kitchen, and just put your name in the khidmat jama'ah to do some additional khidmat. When there's no khidmat, also do some khidmat there. Keep wanting you to do khidmat, and the khidmat also get a little bit tired of you. So there is some khidmat, brothers. What is not required, don't go there. Because in the khidmat there's some action up front, quoting here, front biscuit this idea, some cup. So you like to do that. But you don't realize that it's a subtle attack of the nafs. The nafs doesn't want you to get engaged in work. Like you see in the madrasa sometime when the kitab delivery comes, you know, those containers of kitabs come, right? So it's from a busy class. You ask the children, well, unload. Hey, everybody will just jump and run. Why? They don't want to be focused. That focus is difficult. But to go and unload the truck, they feel amari azadi mil gayi. You have some freedom. See? So nobody likes to be confined. And this etikaf, what it wants of you to discipline yourself. Keep yourself that confined. There's a poetry in Persian. It says that when Allah Pak ties you up, you remain tied up. Like in the madrasa, in the khanqah, he wants you to be tied up. So the idea is a certain goal that you have to achieve, right? So remain and keep yourself tied to that. When he wants you to be tied up, then you remain tied up. Then don't jump around. You know, need to clean this, you need to get that right, we need to get this work up done, or I need to phone this person here, that bayan I have to prepare. Leave all that now. He wants you to be tied up, not keep yourself tied. And when he wants you to be active, then you be active. Right. Act now, you want to be very, very active now. Now be active. On the, for example, the Jalsa day now, they want some volunteers to clean up, right? Just after the Jalsa. Now, there's two things happening simultaneously. After the Jalsa, and to do some khidmat, cleaning up, right? And meanwhile, everybody is rushing to go home, right? So can you see two things simultaneously, going home and cleaning up. Now at that time, is there anybody volunteering to do khidmat? See now, whether the nafs. So when Allah Pak requires you to be active, then be active. But at the right times. At the right times, when you need to be active, be active. When he wants you to be tied up to a program, to a certain system, then keep yourself tied up. When he wants you to be active, running around, then run around and do some work. Yeah? But what will happen is, when we're supposed to be active, then we're going to be tied up. So now, yeah, I'm going to go home now, sit in one corner and relax. So shaitan turns our minds. So this few moments that you've got, as the hadith says, inna illahi altafan khafiya. Surprisingly, in this safar, the Imam Sharif, Imam Sahib in Medina, he quoted this, inna lillahi altafan khafiya fata'arradu laha. He's got some special moments, special moments he's got, that you make yourself available for this. You don't know when it'll coincide. The rahmat of Allah Ta'ala comes at any time. And point the month of Ramadan at any time, iftar time, after Maghrib, after Isha, tahajjud time, before you can just break your fast, at any time, rahmat, the special mercy of Allah can come. You don't know when it's going to come. You can't control that time. The time you must come now. You can't control it. But it's going to come, definitely. There's no two ways about it. It's coming. It's not like a jackpot or a lucky packet, you know. It's not like a lucky draw. In a lucky draw, or they call that lottery. Yeah? In a lucky draw or a lottery, there's only one winner. Only one person will win, right? Advertising an Audi car. So how many winners will it be? Just one. Second one will get a bicycle perhaps, right? But by Allah Ta'ala, anybody coincides with that time, he will gain. Here, it's only one person, because they can't afford giving you 100 Audis, they can't. Only one person. But by Allah Ta'ala, if you meet up with that time, you're striking the time, whether it was a million people, whether it was one person, Allah Pakistan will give everybody. Because for Allah Ta'ala, there is no restriction. إِمْ مِنْ شَيْءٍ إِلَّا إِنْدَنَا خَزَائِنُ. We got all unlimited treasures. There's people that are doing it, Coca-Cola or Pepsi or Kui. Shayad, if they give a million cars, woi khakke ho jayenge, unki diwaliya nikal jayenge. They'll go bankrupt if they give. They can't give everybody. So they'll only advertise one, two people, right? And that also they'll cover up. How they'll cover up? They'll say, you send the right answers, this SMS. On the SMS number, you send it, right? And so they have to send it on the special line. Now, a normal SMS, say, for example, it's costing at 50 cents. This thing will go at about 2 rands. So you're SMSing. Then 1 rand 50, they're taking as their profit. So if there are a million people that put in, right? So how much they want? They already gained. They gained up already. So they're just giving you back what you paid it. So it was no favor that they did, actually. That's why they say now this is you're paying and you're gaining something. So there's no difference between this and a casino. Casino also you pay and get some return. So here also you're paying and getting a return. Although it's more in a more sophisticated and a more polished way, but the principle is the same. So anyway, what we're getting at, Allah Pakka got the special moments. And the special moments can come at any time. Whether in the first day of Ramadan, the last day of Ramadan, the middle days of Ramadan, the first ashra, the last ashra, the second ashra, whenever Allah wills, he can send it. Nobody can control him. Nobody can restrict him. So when nobody can restrict him, nobody can control him, now you have to see now, right? I need to rest, I need to eat, I need to clean up, right? That I will do. But how can I adjust the time to see that I can also enlist myself? You know, I can also be amongst those people who Allah Ta'ala will look at favorably. So what our Mashayikh say, for that, then you need to be 24/7, you need to be alert. You need to be red alert 24/7. But then 24/7 to be red alert, how can you do it? Is it possible? 24/7. Not possible, right? So what they say, what's an alternative? Then three people, they group up. Right? So when you are one group, Yadullahi alal jama'ah. One group, Allah Ta'ala's hand is on you. Right? So now how are you going to work? So you are doing some work while he's resting. Right? Then when you're going to rest, he's going to start working. Right? And when he's going to go and rest, the third person is going to start working. So they are one group now. These three people are one group. When these three people are one group, then 24/7, there isn't a moment that this group is not at work. They're all one group, so they'll get paid in a group, because they're working in a partnership. So when they're working in a partnership, so every partner must gain. Don't you see, when you start off a partnership, only you gain. All the partners will gain. So you are working in a partnership. When you're working in a partnership, three of you all or four of you all, then you're dividing the time. One person is awake while the other person is sleeping. Other person is awake, the other person is sleeping. So you're distributing the time. When you're distributing the time, so everybody is collecting. So whether you're asleep or you're awake, because you're part of the partnership, part of the group. When you're part of the group, when Allah has a special mercy, special kindness, tajalli, barakat, is going to be coming down, then you're going to be a participant. But how? What an easy way. So those that are more comfortable with whoever, you're more comfortable with someone, then you group up. And as you group up now, and then you're dividing the time. Right? We've got 24 hours, then how do we work the time? Right? This time he's going to sleep, this time he's going to be awake, this time he's going to be performing namaz. So there's some group work. Now, imagine if that special barakat, special tajalli of Allah Ta'ala had to come at that time. So all three, you know, cash in. There's not going to be anybody that's not going to be cashing in. But for this, as I say, you need to just plan yourself, program yourself. Don't come aimless. Come with an ambition, a hope in Allah Ta'ala. That Allah Ta'ala will make something work out for you. But like I said yesterday, for that you need to also contribute. The system of Allah Ta'ala is that you also must contribute, then He will make things materialize. Person is learning Hibs, right? So it is Allah Ta'ala that will teach you, Allimukum Allah. It's Allah Ta'ala that teaches. But for that, the child's contribution is also required. Individual, student, learner. His contribution is also required. He must do sabak door, kufr tajweed classes, see that he's making ijra, that all that tajweed laws, he's applying it, right? He has to be at it. Now, if he puts the plan into place, then Allah Ta'ala's help kicks in, comes in. But he just leaves it on tawakkul. I was seeing the boys, you know, some days back, when a person has bought a brand new BM or a Merc, he won't put tawakkul at the back, you know. But if it's a real junk car, and you're going to give trouble, put tawakkul. Is that right? You only trust Allah Ta'ala when it's a junk car. And when it's a brand new car, then you don't trust Allah. That's what it amounts to. If it's a junk car, you put a tawakkul. It's a brand new car, you don't put tawakkul. Ask, is that right? Oh, reasoning is off. Reasoning must come right. You trust Allah Ta'ala in everything. In fact, more in the new one. As you do in the old, even more in the new one. Because when you see the new one, then you are overawed. Hey, new car. You're overawed, right? So when you're overawed, then your nazar on the car is more than a junk car, right? On the junk car, your nazar is not there. You know, hey, it's not going to work. It's only Allah of Qudrat that's going to work, right? In the new car, your nazar is there. So you have to put more trust in the new car, more trust in Allah Ta'ala in the new than the old as well. So anyway, coming back to the topic that we were discussing, that these moments are very precious. And before you know it, and you see the whole Ramadan discourse, you just started now. See, 10 rosa is finished. You just started now, and hardly you started, and the 10 rosa is all gone. Today is 11th or 12th rosa, right? And how fast? It just moves like that. So then when you're coming at about the 29th, 28th, 29th, 30th, Allah Pak, I didn't do enough. So that is not the right way. You start off from the very first day. Start off. I need to program myself. I came for a certain work. Let me accomplish that work. Right? You know, one is a person working for the exams right towards the end. Right? Maybe he gets through, but did he accomplish? He hasn't mastered the thing. He hasn't learned it so well. As compared to the one that starts from the very beginning. He's on a good wicket. He's standing. He's consistent. He's working. So there's better chances for him to score better at the examinations because he started from the beginning. So this is a plan of Allah Ta'ala that He wants your contribution. He will do it. He'll make it happen. But He wants to see, are you working as well? I just leave you on tawakkul and don't do anything, then you haven't understood the meaning of tawakkul. In other words, you sort of cancelled all the wording of the Quran. See, the Quran says, Man amila salihan. It says, Man tawakkala ala salah. Man amila salihan. Man arada al akhirata wa sa'a. Doesn't he say that? And the most strange thing is, wherever there is the mention about the akhirat, Allah Ta'ala uses the word amil, amal, sa'a, right? But did you see anywhere in the Quran Sharif about dunya and sa'a laha? That you must work for the dunya. Anyway in the Quran Sharif that work for the dunya. But for the akhirat, he did say, work for it. Though, we do not say that you don't have to work for the dunya to acquire it. But just as a matter of reflection, this is a matter of reflection anyway in the Quran, and where there is an encouragement to work for the dunya. Anyway. You see? Think for a moment. Anyway, that's encouraging you. I don't say that the Quran Sharif is saying you not to work. You have to earn, you have to work for a living. But does the Quran Sharif speak about you striving for dunya? So then, what's the reason why for the akhirat Allah Pak says, Sa'a amila salihan, right? I'malu, right? وَقُلْ اِعْمَلُوا فَسَيَرَ اللَّهُ عَمَلَكُمْ, right? So, there Allah Pak uses the word amal, effort, sa'i, he uses all these words. But in order to acquire the dunya, he doesn't use these words. Though you have to do it. We all know that we have to do it, right? So what's the difference? Why? Why did Allah Pak use this? Because he's telling you that as far as the dunya is concerned, then I have taken the responsibility. مَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ فِي الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا عَلَى اللَّهِ رِزْقُهَا. So he has taken the responsibility of providing. But did he say in the akhirah that I have taken the responsibility to usher every person to Jannah? No, he didn't say that. But for the dunya, he said, مَا مِنْ دَابَّةٍ. Forget man, even a creature, no creature, but we took the responsibility to see to him. So that means, for the dunya, he wants you to work moderately, a little bit, just work, right, and carry on your life. But the akhirat, try hard. Sa'alaha, jahidu fillahi haqqa jihadi, strive, exert yourself. When you talk about jihad and jihad, it means to exert. Look into the dictionary. It talks about exerting yourself, not just a moderate, a casual type of effort. So now, what requires an exertion, there you put a moderate effort. Five-time namazi he is. He is such a good person. Five-time namazi. Whereas, he just did his obligation, nothing more than obligation. Kya kamal kya usne? Koi no kamal. Just his. So, what requires an exertion, then we don't exert ourselves. But what doesn't require an exertion, then we're going to exert ourselves. Go to university, become a doctor, open so many shops, just keep projecting one business after the other, keep progressing. No, you know, لا تقف in the حدين. You mustn't stop at any point, just keep projecting. So, what he's responsible of, that we want to exert. And what he asks you to strive for, they say, I make tawakkul of that. Now, is the reasoning right? See the reasoning, how the reasoning is being off. You see now, the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, that he's exerting himself, hatta tawarrat qadama. Don't you hear? Hatta tawarrat qadama. The feet are getting swollen. Yesterday or the other day, the Imam Sahib prayed, Ya Ayyul Muzzammil. قُمِ اللَّيْلَ إِلَّا قَلِيلًا. See that? Stand up. Little less than the night. Night? Not a complete night, less than, little less than. So there Allah is asking about exertion. And in dunyavi affairs, moderation, little less than moderation. Alright. Don't worry. I will. So the plan of Allah is you must do something. Then He will let that materialize. He will bring it to the level of accomplishment, he'll bring it. But he must do a little bit of work. He hasn't planned it that you don't do any effort. You must do something from your side, then you will let it come up. You see a garden here, right? There's a simple garden, but you can't imagine that garden coming up beautiful without any effort. A little bit of effort, and you will get a garden, right? A motor car, you can't imagine the thing just coming up like that. A little bit of effort, it'll come. But you require to make a little bit of effort. So this is the plan of Allah Ta'ala, that in anything that is related to the dunya or akhirat, you make an effort. But the difference is, the dunya, a casual, cursory, moderate effort, and the akhirat, then exert yourself. This is the difference. So you are speaking about the correct time management. These days, they are gone, never to be coming again. This Ramadan won't come again. You'll get another Ramadan, but this Ramadan you will not get. And you'll not know whether you're going to get the next Ramadan. See now, our marhum Mawlana Pardia Sahib was here last Ramadan. He's gone. Gone. Now he can't be with us, nor can he enjoy the fruits of this Ramadan. Now next year, who's going to be around, who's going to be around, who's not going to be around, Allah knows. But just to say, no, I'm still young, and I still got the time, and I don't, you know, I'll still live, you know. Let's leave the exertion for some other time. Then this is not right. So one is you're programming yourself and then grouping yourself. From the time that you are sitting, you group yourself and then you program yourself. Then you see you're coming to right ends. So yesterday we were explaining one important point. There are people who make different type of niyats, right? One is the niyat is corrupt and the amal is corrupt, right? One is the niyat is right and the amal is corrupt. And the third is the niyat is right, but there is no corresponding effort. And number four is the niyat is right, but the amal that is corresponding, the corresponding amal is speculation. He's doing it of his own. Or my niyat is right, I must speculate as to what amal I must do. Now that is a dangerous one, because you don't know whether you're going to get anything out of it, or my time is going to be spent, but I don't get anything out of it. So I've been thinking about this, right? This group of people who make an effort, but they don't get anything, or they don't get what is supposed to be getting, you know, what is supposed to be receiving, you don't get that much. So, where it comes from you speculating, your whole program. Your whole, what you need to do to enlist yourself amongst the Salihin. So you are speculating yourselves. Now, I can do it myself. Nobody needs to teach me. I can do it. You know, like a small child, when they're teaching him to eat, right? So when they're teaching him to eat, so the child will insist, no, I'll eat myself. You all don't help me. I'll take the spoon. And I will put it into my mouth. I'll take the glass, I will drink myself. It happens to most children two, 3 years as they're learning, then they want to be a little bit independent. They don't want you to come keep spoon feeding them, right? So as though you are saying, no, I can do it myself, you don't come and help me, don't tell me. So now this is the point where you go off. Now, then that requires something. What it requires for you now to be threading correctly and moving correctly, it requires something. And that something is called fana. This was I was reflecting over the mazmoon today. The whole mazmoon was about fana yet. To understand Hazrat, you need to understand Bukhari Sharif. Then you understand Hazrat Mustafa Rahmatullahi. Because sometimes the Tarjabat al-Bab is a little bit fine, you see. So where the munasabat is coming in, the story against the Tarjamat al-Bab, right? Where it's coming in, you have to follow it right through, you'll get it. Maybe just two lines, you'll get the whole thing. But if you didn't follow it, say, you know, how the story links up? So his mind should work like Bukhari Sharif. Get the Tarjamat al-Bab and get the coming contents. Now you understand the both, then you know how it links up. So now you can remember the whole thing. But you didn't understand that, so now you're not going to get it. Okay. But now, we're talking of this fanayat. Now, what this fanayat means, what it refers to, that I think maybe after service talk about it, because now it's already 11:30. I'm going to talk about it, there's going to be a rush. Maybe a rush to you don't appreciate it fully. So I'll be at Itminan, and you'll be at Itminan, inshallah, after service.